Hello, anime dropouts. Is it time already for an anime podcast?
That caught me off guard.
It's fine now. Why? Because anime dropouts is here.
And he says, what are you buying?
He's so flashy.
Wait, I have to do how many of these things?
I'm your host, Tindang, and I am joined here on this holiday by my co-host,
Joey Min. What's up, everybody?
I'll take this podcast and listen to it.
Guys, welcome back to the Anime Dropouts podcast. New year, new anime.
That's I double take there. It was like, oh, I get it.
So we're kicking off the new year with a preview of winter 2019 anime. So we're just about to wrap up all the fall 2018 anime from last year. So you guys better be excited.
Yeah, because some good shows this fall.
All right, and once again, you guys can always email us, drop us a line, drop us a question at animedropouts@gmail.com or check out the website as well. All right, so the new year's just started. So, Joey, what have you been up to?
Not much. Actually, I haven't watched the newest JoJo season yet because I'm rewatching all of it again just to kind of let the new season kind of rock out before I jump into it. So hopefully there's a lot more, you know, when I get into it. But yeah, that's one thing. Yes. Baki, watching Baki, like, yeah, that's the one thing I know that we didn't talk about.
Didn't they just release a new season of Baki?
Like, it's on Netflix, but I think I've been watching it before it was on Netflix, like, right, you know, just certain sites that would play it, right? So, but yeah, you guys should watch Baki if you guys that's another thing. That's basically like all the animes that we haven't covered that I've been watching like religiously. Because I don't know, there's not a lot of action anime recently. Well, I guess I just really like martial artsy ones, you know? And yeah, I try to watch that circus, the puppet circus.
Oh, Karakuri Circus.
Yeah.
How is it?
I don't know. I can't get into it. I just don't like it.
Right, yeah. I tried watching it and I was like about 4 episodes in and it's hard to just continue.
Yeah, I watched it, spoiler, I guess. I watched it when I was like, oh shit, the guy like got his arm cut off and he's dead. Then the next episode, like, he's alive and I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm not watching this anymore.
What happened to the continuity?
Yeah, right. I mean, he is very martial artsy and I like that. And it's like what he does is kung fu. So I thought that was really cool too. But I think it was just the animation style or even the art style.
Mm.
Like, it didn't capture me. I don't know. It's like stands, but with puppets, so it's lamer.
Right.
It's a discount JoJo. Like,
discount JoJo, but with strings.
Yeah. Right? Well, how about you? What have you been?
I've been reading a lot more than watching. I've been reading Korean and Chinese webcomics.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And some of them are really good. If it's one thing Koreans know how to do well, or a couple of things, it's like they know how to do wings and they know how to draw like titties.
Well, I mean, dude, oh my God. I'm pretty sure, like, oh my God, I forgot what anime was, like the author, or I mean, like the artist is Korean, but like you see his style, like people copy his style of like for like anime girls. I forgot what. Anyways, when I see
it, was it the guy that did Sunken Rock?
Because
His art style is pretty distinctive, and he did The Breaker, I think, as well.
No, I think I don't know. No, it's a little bit more. I forgot what particular like anime that made it really. Well, anyways, besides anime, anything else video game wise? Anything?
Video game wise? Oh yeah, we've been playing the new Smash, and it's
Smash is good. We have Smash right here right now. But oh God, Devil May Cry is coming out soon. I'm really hyped for that shit.
Oh shoot, really? Is it the sequel?
Yeah, Devil May Cry 5 that's coming out. Okay. Wait, isn't it? I thought it was coming out this month.
This month? That's so soon.
Yeah. I thought it was coming out this month. I'm pretty sure. And I know. Oh, wait. Sorry. Resident Evil comes out. Resident Evil 2 Remake comes out this month.
Oh, okay.
And March is Devil May Cry.
Mm.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so you ready to move on to some news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Time for Anime News by Anime Dropouts.
All right, so overall, this winter season is pretty stacked for anime. And I'm liking the trend that they're making anime geared towards more like, I guess, an older audience.
Okay, well, I mean, I've always feel like anime has always been, or the really good ones have always been geared towards older audience, though.
Yeah, there's a lot geared towards older audience, but I feel like the majority and the money makers are like cute girls doing cute shit, especially in Japan. Yeah,
but think about it. Who are they targeting? It's definitely not like high school kids. It's the older.
Oh shit.
Shut-ins, you know, with money.
All right. So speaking of new adaptations, new shows, there are two now that are getting anime adaptations, and the first one's Dororo, and you've known this one.
Dororo. Like, it's right. I think I saw the trailer, but like, have you ever seen any of its? Have you read it or seen any movie? Because there's two live action movies that came out within the past 5 years, 10 years.
Right. I think it was first out in the 60s, and you guys know Tezuka. So if you guys don't know Tezuka, listen to the first episode of the podcast, writer of Astro Boy. He also wrote Dororo. And there was an anime in the 1960s, and I think a couple of movies.
Yeah, there was. I know there was a manga. I know there was an anime. I know I watched the anime when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure I watched the anime. I was supposed to be in Japan to do like stunts for the movie.
Oh.
So I know a couple of stuntmen that's in there.
Nice.
I mean, because like I just like it. It's like, right. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, and I saw the trailer for Dororo. Right. And it's like, okay, that's really cool. It's like, it's a little cutesier than how like the art is, you know?
Right.
But if the spirit is still there, I mean, that's sick, you know?
All right. And another manga that's getting an adaptation is called X-Arms. And I'm really excited for this one because the premise is similar to Ghost in the Shell, bit military political.
Oh, you showed me the poster. It looks really, really cool. Like, so what's it about? Like, actually, because I didn't see any trailer about it.
All right. So one guy dies in a car crash, but his brain is preserved and put into an android body. And these android bodies are actually like fully capable of like, you know, all out war.
Oh, okay. So he's in this. He's just okay. he's still in the same world. I thought it was like an isekai.
Still in the same world. Sort of an isekai, but it's like a little bit into the future.
Oh, man, that's actually pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Wait. I saw in the poster that I don't know if that's it. Like it's a girl. It's a girl robot. I think.
Oh yeah. The guy's in a girl body.
Oh, that's funny.
That's the fan service part of it, but it's never been translated into the West. It came out in 2015, and I guess an adaptation was just like an eventual thing because it's pretty popular.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool then. At least it's fairly recent.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, 2015.
2015.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
All right, and now we're sort of getting more into actual like apps being developed, and one of them is New Shonen Jump. So you can actually read manga, the latest three chapters of continuing series, and the early three chapters, and you get the entire backlog just for $1.99 a month.
Oh, okay, because I was about to ask, like, that has to be a paid service, right? Because, like, how are they going to make money off of that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's like, I mean, that's the future. That's the only way, like, you know, going on. It's the best way to distribute your, like, you know, that type of content. You know, I mean, everything's going online, I'm saying, so.
Yeah, everything I feel like is aiming toward a subscription service. And I feel like that makes sense because you want to pay for the things you enjoy. You don't want like to like have like an entire package of just stuff that some of it you would actually watch or.
Yeah, or I guess it's the hassle of buying an issue every so often, right?
So this is a good way to, you know, support your favorite authors. There's high quality translations and the big names are all up there. Dragon Ball Super, My Hero Vigilantes, Dr. Stone, and The Promised Neverland. So it's all good.
Okay. Off tangent here. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about it before. So My Hero Vigilantes, is it the same author?
Not the same author, but Horikoshi does have his hands in it as well.
Okay. All right.
So he's helping out with the story. It's the same universe, I think, set as a prequel. So events before My Hero Academia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Oh, my God. Now I'm so much more interested. I really have to read it then. That sounds really cool. So do... Because, okay. I just want to know if like any of the characters are like in Academia.
In Vigilantes, I know Stain and Aizawa make an appearance.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. And another app that got released is by Production IG, and their app is called Anime Beans. There's about over 300 different titles, and 10 of them are going to be available in English, but includes manga, anime, and actually they have something called a vertical anime, which are meant like just exclusively for smartphones.
See, I really think that's cool. Like, to have a media that is dedicated to the vertical screen. You know, I think that's really awesome. It just takes on a visionary to be able to tell a story with that type of canvas. I know I'm trying to do something, but it's hard, you know?
Yeah, you get to see a little bit of that in like the different mediums. Like you've had Snapchat before, you have Instagram, and then you have Instagram Live and stories.
Yeah.
Okay. And not in anime news, but more towards animation. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse just came out recently.
Yo, I have not seen it yet. I know I'm really late on it, but I really, really, really want to see it.
Right. I've heard people, I've heard good reviews about it. And one of the CGI techniques that they actually use is from Land of the Lustrous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, that's a really good CGI anime that came out last year. And the technique they use that is that every frame, the background is updated, but the character that's like acting or moving or fighting in the frame is updated every two frames. So you get like this almost like emphasized weight of the character. It looks really awesome.
That sounds really cool, I guess. I mean, I don't get it, but I kind of get it, I think, concept wise, right? But yeah, like, yeah, I heard, you know, I do hear amazing reviews about it. And yeah, but I'm just hyped to see it. I guess I should watch it this week or something.
All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, and we're going to discuss a couple of the winter 2019 anime that's going to be coming out. And the first one is going to be the sequel to Mob Psycho season 2.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be sick.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't know before, it was previewed at Anime New York City, so the first episode was already out. Had pretty good reviews. So definitely check it out. Once again, it's under Studio Bones and written by, you know, One Punch Man's creator. One.
Yeah, one.
So if you guys like ridiculous premises that the author presents and enjoy like crazy animations and fight scenes, then definitely check out Mob Psycho. All right. And the next one, I always have a hard time pronouncing this. Kakegurui XX.
Oh.
Only two.
Oh, yeah, one more, and it's different.
Yeah, and this one's the sequel to the gambling anime. I think it came out on Netflix for season 1, and it was pretty popular. It's kind of like Shokugeki, but with gambling.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, like, I totally forgot about it, escaped my mind, and now we're talking about it. It is a gambling anime, and I love that stuff. Have you watched Kaiji or Akagi?
Mm-mm,
okay. Gambling animes.
Oh, okay.
But it's like high stakes. So, you know, like they're playing for their lives type of shit.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah. Okay.
All right. And the next one, one of my favorites, is going to be The Promised Neverland. And I showed you the preview of this as well.
That trailer started off so sweet. And that like caught me off guard. It's like, oh, this is, you know, even if we're not blood, we're family. And This will always be our home, this orphanage. Then it was like, it got all dark and red, and it's like, was our home. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it catches you off like Made in Abyss catches you off.
Right. Like, who's the author for that?
Author is Kayu Shirai.
Oh. That doesn't pop up. Because I thought I was just like, oh, man, this is going to be like, oh, shoot, what's the name of that? Oh my God, I can't believe it's like escaping my brain, that anime where like the girls, and it's really, really dark. It's like, it looks like a magical girl show. But then it's like, oh my gosh.
Was it the one last year?
No. It's a few years back. Oh, but okay. It's like, it's, I mean, it has different my God, why would I forget that? I think it's a third episode. It's like this girl gets like eaten by one of the monsters, like hardcore. Like,
no idea.
Oh my God, why? Now it's bothering me. Now I have to like figure this out. Sorry.
Well, anyway, this one was out in Shonen Jump and it's extremely well received. And I think that everyone should read it. So if you guys want to read it, Shonen Jump, $1.99 a month.
$1.99 a month, man.
I feel like we should be getting paid for this now. Hello? Shonen Jump? Anybody?
Yeah, all right. Like, sponsor us.
I'll be pretty light on the story because I don't want to spoil it that much. But it follows a group of children living in an orphanage. And they're all taken care of by this figure named Mama, this kind adult. And their lives involve rigorous tests before they're able to, you know, enjoy their lives and play.
Yeah, like, I mean, it sounds like from the trailer, you see it, right? Like they say in the trailer, it's like, okay, like we have to escape. But it seems like they're not being tortured, but they're definitely being groomed to be something.
Right. Because the one rule of the orphanage is to never leave it. And one day, the two top scoring orphans named Emma and Norman, they uncover some horrifying reality that just changes the entire fucking world for them.
Oh man, I wonder if is this like the Japanese version of like Maze Runner or like type of stuff, right? Oh, Madoka.
Oh, Madoka.
That's what I was thinking, right?
Okay.
So yeah, because it came off like that. It was like really kind of cutesy. It felt like heartfelt. Then now some crazy crap.
Mm.
And yeah, it's very interesting.
But yeah, guys, check out Promised Neverland. There's a lot of like themes of survival. It does remind you of like, I guess Neverland, like as in Peter Pan as well.
Yeah, like, and like the rule is to never leave. But yeah, that's why it's so interesting because like from the trailer, it doesn't seem like they're being tortured or anything. Like, it's just like, because like even in the trailer, it says it's like the training or whatever it is that they're being groomed for is hidden under normal, like, you know, just normal everyday life stuff.
Right.
So it's like they're always being tested. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if you guys want to read it, make sure to read it on Shonen Jump. It's really good. The artwork's awesome. And it's only $1.99 a month. Can we get paid for this now?
I love it. I love it.
All right. So the next one, my personal favorite. I've been waiting for this for years because I started reading it a couple of years ago. I actually read the light novel first and then started reading the manga.
Oh, man.
And it's called The Rising of the Shield Hero.
Oh, my God. You know what? I remember you talking about that for like, it's been out for a while, right? Like, I guess the light novel.
Yeah, light novel and manga have been out for years. And
yeah, because I'm pretty sure you're talking to me about it like years ago.
Yeah, and light novels always have like these weird titles as in like a lot of exposition of what it is because there's a lot of competition in light novels. So if you do like a one word title like Naruto or Bleach, nobody's going to fucking read that. So it's got to be like porn titles where you just explain everything all in one go.
That's funny. Like Bunny Girl doesn't dream.
Yeah, Rascal does not dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
Oh my God. I don't want to write a light novel. I just want to write titles for light novels.
That could be a game show. Is this a real light novel or no? All right.
Oh, so that's fucking funny, actually. That's really ridiculous.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite isekai, and I'm finally glad it's getting an anime adaptation. And the story revolves around the kingdom of Melromark. And these people are defending themselves from like waves of calamity. So there are monsters being transported into their world. So if you imagine like, I guess like a tower defense game.
Oh shit. So they're just playing horde mode like nonstop.
Right. But it's more devastating.
So it really is an isekai. Like the main characters are transported into a game.
Right. Yeah. With their forces weakening, they actually call upon legendary figures wielding a sword, spear, bow, and shield to defend their land, and our main character, Nafumi, gets transported into this world from modern-day Japan, and his weapon of choice is actually just the shield.
Are they all, like, friends, or they're just different people?
They're all different people from different settings, but in the same timeline, so they're all from Japan in the same year.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so he's gonna be Captain America, dude, but Captain Japan. Kaicho. Kaicho. Nihon.
And this one's a big revenge fantasy, and they are not shy about it. So the other heroes just mock him because, you know, shields are weak. There's no attack to it. he gets Me Too'd by the first person he has to team up with. They steal his money.
Excuse me, what? Could you just repeat that for me?
Yeah. So every legendary hero gets an adventurer to go with them. And the first one that goes with him accuses him of like sexual assault. She steals his money. And then he gets like just outcasted out of society.
What?
Yeah. Every character.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. Maybe. I don't know. You might have to rephrase that. I don't want to. Okay. So she wrongfully though. So wrongfully. It's not a Me Too thing, but definitely she wrong. Wait, because was she like, well, I don't want to like, you know, ask about the story because like I want people to read it because like I don't know anything about it, but it's just that was there like a plot against him by other heroes or like it's just the person that he like adventured with was just like was a horrible person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or, just because everyone sees that he's weak, it's they're thinking it's just better to just get rid of him
but
and then outcast him.
Wouldn't he be your tank? He's the shield hero. Wait, you said one is a shield, sword,
spear, and bow.
That's like an awesome party. What? Okay, I'm just, that sounds dumb. The tank is the backbone of every party.
But if you see like the actual characters and where they come from, they're set in modern day Japan, but all the characters like very narcissistic. They keep the secrets themselves on like how to level up and power up. So basically
they really are in a game. Yeah. They really are in a game.
It's an isekai. But every character is just an asshole to this main character. And it's all about like his revenge and then like trying to persevere through it.
Damn. Okay, I'm very much interested. I wanna make an isekai like. No, I would. No, I don't. I just don't want to make.
We could just make our own isekai titles. It's cool enough,
right? It's like they have some really good ones though for like movies. I don't know if they're like from like loves.
All right, and the next one is Boogie Pop Never Laughs, and you actually know this one as well.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I saw the name and I was just like, is this a continuation of Boogie Pop Phantom from like that's old, man?
Right. Yeah.
This is like, I think 99, 2000. I feel like it was like early 2000. And I don't even really remember what Boogie Pop Phantom was like really about. So,
okay.
So watching this, it's kind of like, I know it's like, it's weird. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's trippy. We both saw the trailer for it actually. Right. And this one's under Studio Madhouse. And it's about an urban legend that tells of a Shinigami that can relieve people of their pain. And this angel of death, this Shinigami, is called Boogie Pop.
That makes sense, though.
Right. And what happens in this story is that there's a disappearance of a bunch of students, like female students at Shinyo Academy, and the police and the faculty are trying to uncover the truth. And this one is tagged as psychological mystery and horror. And this premise is sort of like Paranoia Agent. Of like the 2000s, if you've ever seen that.
Oh
anime.
My god, Paranoia Agent.
Yeah, this one's Satoshi Kon.
Oh man, and that's the thing too, right? I guess since we're saying like, you know, just a revival of like kind of like classic anime or whatever, or whatever. So I think that's kind of cool. But I do remember watching Boogie Pop Phantom and I'm just kind of confused. Like I now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, did I even get that? Like that was a Shinigami. Like, oh, it makes sense now.
Okay.
And then again, I was, oh Lord, I feel like, oh Lord, I was watching those on Real Player. I don't even know if that joke. I don't know if that really shows my age. I don't even know if you guys even know the joke about the memes that we had for Real Player.
Now God. It's like everyone knows like what VLC is. That's about it.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. It was a terrible way to watch anime back then. So yeah.
And this last one is probably going to be, I guess, a pretty sleeper hit of the 2019 season. And it's Dororo.
Yeah. Awesome. We were talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. You guys know it's by Tezuka. This one is, it looks fucking hype from the trailer.
Well, just in case people don't know who Dororo is, could you give them a background?
Yeah. So this is kind of like a kind of dark and I guess gory action. We got a little bit of that from like Goblin Slayer where they're getting into like the fantasy elements. And this one's a co-production of Tezuka Productions and Studio MAPPA. And this was originally a manga that ran in 1967. There was an anime adaptation in 69, and then I think a movie as well.
I know there's an anime movie, and I know there was two live actions within the past 8 years.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in watching the live action now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's sick. Well, yeah, because like, I mean, what's the, if people don't know, you want just like what's Doro's? Yeah.
Yeah. Story wise, a samurai lord barters his newborn son's organs to 48 demons in exchange for just immense power. And somehow this infant survives thanks to a medicine man. And he's equipped with like these primitive, like lethal prosthetics. And it's kind of like a story of revenge. He wants to go back and fight all these 48 demons and reclaim part of his body before confronting his father.
Yeah, right. And that's sick, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's I can't believe there is, like, there isn't a video game for that.
Right?
Like, that is such a, like, a good setup for, like, a power scaling anime.
Yeah. Do you know what a game it actually reminds me of?
Mega Man?
Muramasa. The one on Nintendo Wii. It was like a ninja. Oh, these two ninjas.
Wait, Mura.
It was like a 2D side scroller.
Right, right. Was that for the Wii?
Yeah.
Because like it's the same people that made Odin Sphere, right? I never got to play it.
Oh, shit.
I know.
It's really good.
Because like, yeah, I heard it's really good. I wish they would just bring these things to the PC, man. Steam, right?
Right.
Like I'm playing Okami again now and it's like, God, how beautiful that shit is.
Yeah, I've been waiting for Red Dead on PC. I want to play Kingdom Hearts, but that's going to be on PS4.
Like, oh my God, right? Crap. Yo, I wonder if... Okay, sidebar. Just saying this on our podcast here. Resident Evil 2 comes out. If there's co-op, we got to play it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
just saying. Aren't they porting some to the Switch as well?
Resident Evil 2, the remake?
I think Zero and I think the original, but you know, we could check it out after.
Oh, okay, that's sick. Okay, that's it.
But yeah, guys, Dororo, check it out. It has a lot of themes similar to Astro Boy since it's written by the same author, you know, abandonment, the kind of like finding yourself. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's actually like very influential, you know, like of a story for a lot of like Japanese creators, like, you know, they had kind of bring into that, like whatever Tezuka has made during like the 60s is a very, very influential piece of work in you know, Japanese cinema and in history, really. So yeah.
Yeah. And right. I'm glad they brought this back for an anime adaptation since it's been like, what, 30 years?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. And it's I mean,
40 years.
Granted that there was a movie like in the past 10 years, but at least, and the animation doesn't look like the original art style. It's like, it's a lot cuter looking. I mean, you know, I guess like not a lot of sharp edges, you know, like their faces are round and stuff like that ish but man, like it's probably just be just as sick because there's some crazy events in that, from what I remember, because I used to watch that with like my sister growing up. So
oh wow.
Yeah. So
all right, and now that wraps up the winter 2019 preview.
Hey,
so whatever you guys want to like discuss, drop us on an email, animedropouts@gmail.com, or check us out on the website. And you guys, you know, make sure to listen to us, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, wherever.
Yeah, check us out, please.
Yeah, and if there's any other series you guys want to, you know, ask about, just drop us a line. So until next time, class dismissed.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
If you like Anime Dropouts, make sure to subscribe, review, and tell your friends. Hentai is amazing. Bye-bye.